The Lifestyle Show with Lulu. Only on KC 107.7. Join Roxy K of Lentils and Lace every Saturday at 10 a.m. when she'll be talking on tips and hints on health and beauty. Great competitions and beauty workshops too.
Good morning, Roxy K.
Good morning, Louise. Are you braving this intense heat?
Sure, I'm telling you. Before you say anything, I just want to say congratulations on a 1 year birthday, being part of the KC 107.7 family on the Lifestyle Show, Auntie Roxy.
Oh, thank you so much. And to everyone, the listeners and the emails that I received, I really appreciate it and I love being here.
How does it feel to be 1 year old?
It's been intense. I mean, I started up with the Saki.
Yes.
And then we had Joanne, and now you. And I think it was a brilliant journey. I really enjoyed it and interacting with so many listeners and running so many competitions and meeting so many people, the KC family. I really, really enjoyed it. I look forward to another year.
And I'm telling you, when you become 1 year old, you add Casey. Do you know that when a baby gets 1 year old, the baby can't speak. Some babies walk, but they can't walk properly. But you can speak and you can talk and you can laugh by a Casey 1 year old. Roxy K. I believe the weather that side is also very hot. By your guys.
Oh my God. Sure. Louise, I just cannot explain. I mean, we reached 39 yesterday, and it was like, you know, when you step outside, you can feel the tingle on your skin, you know, the burn, and it's terrible. I've always, you know, maintained that a good SPF is absolutely necessary. I think we should go SPF 50 this time because you need that extra protection on your skin. And yeah, this heat is intense. Absolutely intense.
I'm telling you, it was literally 42 yesterday here in Paul. When last night, 11 o'clock in Wellington, it was still 40 degrees. We had to sit in water outside because we can't be in our house because it's, I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, Roxy K, we survive the rain, we can survive the heat. We can survive.
We just have to keep ourselves hydrated.
Yes. Roxy, talking about hydrated and being healthy and all of that, last week there were so much questions coming from our listeners when we were talking about health eating and diet and all of that stuff. So there's quite a few questions that we have to work through this morning. There's one that there's a lady, I'm 63 years, I walk, I eat less and don't drink alcohol but feel very lethargic. What could this be? That's one of the questions that came through to you, I believe.
Okay. So the fact that she's feeling lethargic during the day and being 63, obviously, I've read her email more, and then she also said that she's on chronic medication. So this could also be one of the causes. I think she actually should have a very good breakfast. Start off with a healthy diet like oatmeal, which keeps you fuller for longer. And then by 10 o'clock, have a fruit. Rather have a banana, which is high in potassium. And it also seals the, it keeps you fuller. It seals the inside of your tummy so you don't get too hungry too often. The thing is with chronic medication, and I've done some research and I've spoken to a few doctors this week, is that it actually uses some of your vitamins to work. Remember, any medication that you take needs something else to work from your body.
Okay.
So in order to put this back, especially your vitamin A, D, C, E, and K. You have to, instead of taking medication, which is just going to pass through your kidneys and just come out, rather use or eat good quality fruit. Fruit, veggies. You know, you can cut up a carrot, snack on that. You can have beetroot, snack on that. You can have, there's so many veggies, celery. Celery dipped in hummus is excellent. And now that it's so hot, you know, you're not gonna eat so much. So have salads. You know, as I say, you are growing your own stuff in your garden. So have a lettuce, a little bit of chicken as your protein. Add some nuts and raisins and sun-dried tomatoes, and you're good to go. And instead of having topping it with mayonnaise, make your own dressing with olive oil, pepper, and a little bit of ginger paste, and pour this on your salad. So there's many ways of getting your nutrients into your body. And as I said, keep hydrated. This weather is like crazy.
Drink a lot of water.
And instead of reaching out for that fizzy drink, grab a glass of water. If you don't like water, add a cinnamon stick for flavor. Add a piece of sliced orange or lemon for flavor. You know, and
mint, and etc. Cucumber, there's a lot of stuff you can put in your water. But Roxy, talking about this, is there anything like a quick fix to lose weight? I want to know myself.
Actually, no.
Yeah.
Actually, no. It's a process. As I said, you start with a healthy breakfast and you don't have so much of fried foods. It takes a while for the body to adjust. Remember, we were in holiday season. We were eating fried chicken and just going wild, and pizzas and cold drink and ice creams. And now when it comes to us settling down in the new year, we need to monitor what we eat and what we put in our bodies. And remember, whatever you put in, you're going to get out. You're going to have healthy skin, you're going to feel better, you're going to have more energy. So I would suggest, just make sure that you eat healthy.
You know that, and one of the things I wanted to ask you, talking about eating healthy, for somebody that, say for example, you can only eat what your pocket can allow you to buy. The question I wanted to know is that when you toast your bread, is bread, when it's toasted, is it healthier than not being toast? Okay.
Okay, so bread is very high in carbohydrates and it does have sugar. So you'll notice when you toast, you get a brown caramelized section. That's the sugar that's actually browning your bread. So if you crave for a slice of bread, have one. You know, don't overdo it. I know a lot of people now are making sandwiches for their kids for school, and I would suggest, instead of using bread, use you know, make whole wheat pancakes or sliced fruit or dried fruit in their lunch tins. I know bread is the easiest thing. You just put on your butter and your peanut butter and you're good to go for the kids and a packet of chips. But I think plan your meals, plan their lunches as well, because at the end of the day, they're sitting there for so many hours and they need their brains, they need to think, they need to be healthy and stay healthy. So when it comes to bread, it's, as I said, very high in carbohydrates. If you're eating four slices, cut it down to two and eventually one. You can try and avoid eating too much of bread. There's a lot of buns out there and rolls. All those are very, very high. And there's some people that are actually allergic to gluten. So when they eat a slice of bread, you'll notice after a few hours they have a swelling on their tummy. And that's because of the gluten intolerance. So watch what you eat and listen to your body. If you feel uncomfortable, if you eat something and you feel like a burn or acid reflux, you already know that's not going to work for you. So eliminate it. Like me, take me for example. If I have to eat a pie, I would feel uncomfortable the whole day. The whole day.
Yeah.
Because I would get a burning sensation on my chest, and I'm uncomfortable, and I'm constantly drinking water. So I just eliminate it. I don't have it. And believe me, I don't miss it. Because it's not there, I'm not eating it, I don't miss it.
Talking about, Roxy, talking about bread and all of this, can you believe it? Out of the 6 days, today is the sixth day, I literally only had 4 slices of bread for the whole week. Only 4 slices. It's not easy, but let me quickly tell you, the other day I had 2 slices of toast and a patty, and then I had cucumber in the plate and some cheese. But I, for some other reason, I just took the bread because it's a habit of having bread with that, because I would have, it would have just been the patty and then the cheese and the cucumber. But for some other reason, out of the 6 days, I only had 4 slices of bread in this whole week.
Well,
and
done.
I've been starting to eat. I've started to try with fruit, but I think I ate the wrong fruit because I had I don't know what you call that now, but anyway, there was a fruit. Then I had to put a little bit of salt because when I grew up, when we were eating lemons and all of that, we used to throw in cucumber and carrots. I think it's a bad habit that I learned when I was a child to eat it with salt. I'm trying. No. I'm trying, but you know, there's people that bring samosas to work, then you get tempted to eat. But Roxy, before I need to say goodbye to you, there are so many diets. Can you just quickly tell us which one works?
Okay, so there's the Atkins diet. There's the intermittent fasting. There's so many on the market now, and you need to choose one that works for you. So eliminating foods, don't do it that drastically. Take your time. So if you want to, as I said, if you're having 4 slices of bread, make it 3 and then 2 and then 1 and see how it goes. Don't just stop something because your body's going to go into shock. Also, before I leave, Louise, I just want to mention that we did run a competition on the Lentils and Lace Facebook. And those of you that, it was a 60 minutes relax spa treatment to kick off the new year. And if you follow me on Facebook, you will know. If you entered, the winners are Rueda Mohammed, Ilzale, and Sophia Junaid. So if you hear your name out, please contact me for your prizes. Next week, we've got another prize. We're giving away, we're talking about natural products for the next few weeks and serums and how they work. So we're going to give away from Eve's Essential Beauty Oils for your skin. So please stay tuned for that, and then also join me on my Facebook page, Lentils and Lays, on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok. And then if your name comes up and you're chosen, you can pick up your hamper at the KC station.
Roxy, just a question for something to bring back next week. Hi, good morning. Let me quickly, I need to translate this now to Afrikaans. This person is saying, hi, goeiemôre. Let me just quickly read it. Okay, she's asking if you can come back next week with a menu of what is protein and what is not proteins for the body. What foods? Red meat, white meat. Okay, Roxy, I'm going to forward you that message, but I'm going to translate it to you, and then we can answer that when we come back next week.
Okay, that's fine. And then I think we should also talk about cravings and what they really mean.
I'm telling you.
You know, like if you crave for chips, then you may be low in sodium. So, and if you crave for coffee, you may be tied down or low in energy and you need that quick pickup, you know, those kind of things. So I think, a craving for red meat could be an indication of low iron. So I think, we should talk about that for next week.
But Roxy, I need to say goodbye to you.
The Lifestyle Show with Lulu, only on KC 107.7.